every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMCRADRACRMM. Or anybody else. We don't even speak that well for ourselves, as you're about to discover.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
To Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
Sweet.
What shall we banter about?
I don't know. I was looking at Shelley, because she's the one that likes the banter. So
hey,
let's
Bruce.
See. Okay, here it comes.
What would you do if you needed a meeting?
I'd turn up the volume on the show.
Wrong answer. The right answer is that you would put on your little shoesies.
You the would shoesies get in, are already on.
Okay, well, then you're one step ahead of the game. You get in your car, get in your car, or walk, or take a bus, or call your sponsor for a ride.
Phone
call
a
somebody. Phone a friend, exactly. Do whatever you got to do to get to a meeting.
What if it's not meeting time?
Ooh.
Turn up the volume.
What if it's like 2 in the afternoon, there's not a meeting till at least 6, maybe a happy hour meeting or 8?
Then go up on Facebook and find Bruce.
You can go to an online meeting, yeah, or you can find Bruce on Facebook.
Or you can listen to the show while you're waiting to go to a meeting.
I suppose if you really had to.
Sweet.
And by the time you got to listen to the show, you might not even need a meeting anymore.
That's right.
Yes, you would. You'd still need a meeting. Trust me, guys.
We have serious recovery topics.
This too shall pass.
Later in this show, it's going to be step 5. What could be more recovery-driven than that?
I'm not saying it's not, but this is
Wait
not
a
meeting.
What?
I know what could be more
this
recovery.
This is for entertainment purposes only.
I know what could be more recovery driven than that.
What?
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. What could be more recovery driven than this?
Rachel Oberlin, who recently made a name for herself as Bree Olson. That name may sound familiar as one of the goddesses.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie Sheen's goddesses. She's the one who left him.
Oh, she dumped him by text message.
I thought they both dumped him.
Really? The both of them did?
Yeah.
They both dumped him.
I looked it up that day, though. I only saw them talking about the one. I don't know if the other one did.
They both said, sayonara, sweetheart.
Okay, well, at any rate, she is pleading guilty to a misdemeanor charge of drunk driving.
Misdemeanor? I thought drunk driving was always a felony.
Well, this one is actually called, this is in Texas, Fort Wayne, Texas. This one is actually called operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated.
That would be different from drunk driving.
Rather than drunk driving. But she was arrested for drunk driving.
It's Texas. It could be anything. It could be I'm just out for a spin after the bar.
She has also moved back to her hometown of Fort Wayne.
I was drinking long neck buds. You can't get drunk on those.
Yeah.
It's Texas.
Not at all.
Now, you know, nothing against Fort Wayne, Texas. I'm sure it's a marvelous place.
It probably is.
But you're in this huge mansion in Beverly Hills with this major star. So he must be really effed up to have driven her to go back to Fort Wayne, Texas.
There could be something said for that. Because if you've seen his pad, it's pretty flippin' nice.
Yeah, but you know what the problem with it is?
He's not getting loaded
there.
Anymore.
Yeah, he's there, exactly.
And there's no coke there anymore.
He's not getting loaded right now.
Well, heard a rumor.
Yeah, you know.
I heard a rumor the other day.
What's a rumor?
It's a rumor.
It's just a rumor.
It's a rumor.
Chuck fell off the wagon.
Well, he didn't get his kids back.
I don't think he's going to. When you go into children's court and you say, I bang 7 grand rocks. That's how I roll. I don't think that they really want your kids to be around that.
Yeah, but what's really interesting is that the mother who retained custody
is in rehab.
Is in rehab, and she actually, her most recent little excitement was that she called a bunch of friends trying to get somebody to send her some pee.
Well, I think the difference there is
Charlie said he would.
I think the difference there is to the courts. Well, the courts probably should have pulled him and given him to someone else, like a family member. But
her mother has him right now. Oh, she's staying. Well,
I was thinking they'd look at it and say, one of them's in treatment, the other one's banging 7 gram rocks. That's how I roll. Let's give it to the mother of the one who's in treatment.
Let's give him to the goddesses.
Sweet. She took him to Fort Wayne. Yeah. You know what? Fort Wayne, probably a great little town. Probably a good place to raise those kids. Chuck didn't think of that.
He didn't think of that. In Hawaii.
Is this a weed story?
No, actually, it's not. It's not boozy at all. It's really kind of interesting, though. Rick Hill is from Massachusetts, and he and his wife and kids were on vacation there.
Check.
They were on the beach, and they asked a gentleman to take a picture of them.
Check.
The gentleman said, instead of saying, say cheese, said, say Leominster. They all smiled and took the picture. When they asked him why he said that, he said, well, that's where I'm from. Whereupon they discovered through a series of questions about, oh, I'm close. We live close to there. I was from there, and I know this person, and I know this person. Discovered that they are long-lost half-brothers.
Well, I was going to say, it turns out that he's the father of the children.
6 degrees of separation.
Now, and they had to go all the way to Hawaii to find out to meet each other.
Wow. That is kind of interesting. I think it would have been more interesting if the woman looked at him and said, didn't we date? And then the husband found out that the kids were really not his.
Remember that 2 weeks when Fred and I were broke up?
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Oh, brother.
And you delivered the pizza?
Yeah.
In Greenville County, South Carolina, a dog survived a raging house fire for 6 hours by hiding in a water-filled bathtub in the basement.
Smart dog.
Dude, that is the dog you want.
Now, here's the thing.
That's freaking Lassie.
Yeah. It gets even better because the dog had to open 4 doors to get to the basement.
Wow.
Scooby-Doo.
You
know what's even better? The dog has a sauna.
Yeah.
He's got a jacuzzi.
Yeah, really.
He's like, wow, water's starting to get warm.
Haro.
Yeah.
Ruh-roh.
No, well, the dog survived. The water that came into the tub actually was from the fire hoses. The water came down through the ceiling and covered the dog.
That's a smart dog. Let me stand in the shower here.
Good boy.
Man, awesome.
I don't have the whole story here, but anyway, a drunk man in China, a British man, was at a brothel, and fled the brothel during a police raid by climbing out the window and shinning down a drain pipe, completely naked, and it's now on the internet because people standing below saw him and started taking pictures. And you can actually go and see the pictures of his escape in the nude from the brothel.
You can watch him shinny.
And apparently China has some rather strict prostitution, anti-prostitution laws, which is why everybody was fleeing instead of just, you know, dealing with it.
Do they cut something off?
I don't know. It doesn't say, but you never know.
You know, in some societies, you steal something, they cut off your hand.
Well, it is China. Who knows?
Wow. Not Thailand.
No.
Apparently. No.
In Pennsylvania, the contents of a package have been identified as high-grade marijuana with a street value of $22,400. Now, this is one of 8 packages that has been turned over to the police by residents who received them randomly.
In the mail?
In the mail. Now,
you know all the dope fiends out there right now going, well, why don't I live back there?
Well, here's the thing, is that they all came from the same Arizona address that doesn't exist.
So
someone in Arizona
sent out a bunch of weed.
Is sending out marijuana randomly to people in Pennsylvania.
And how big are these packages?
The packages have $10 bags in them, and they're at $22,400 each package is their value.
$22,000.
They believe that whoever is sending them is putting them in a trash compactor to make them smaller, and then covering them with coffee.
Well, yeah, because here's the thing that I'm wondering. tell me how that much weed is going through the Postal Service without some dog finding it.
The coffee.
Well, I know the coffee, but you know what? I mean, I think these days dogs are pretty well trained. I think the coffee thing's probably been gone through for a long time.
Coffee works.
Well, apparently it does, because all these people are getting kilos in the mail.
Well, the police say that they're betting that that it's happened more times than they think, that more packages than the eight, and that some people just aren't turning them in.
You think?
Yeah.
Hey, I got a kilo of weed in the mail.
It's like catching illegals crossing the border. You get one out of every, like, nine.
Yeah. It's just, I'm dying of curiosity as to who would just randomly send people in Pennsylvania.
A philanthropist.
Why?
Some guy got caught with it and went, I have no idea who this is from. He just randomly sent it to me.
A philanthropist.
A philanthropist?
Philanthropist.
Yeah. He feels like, you know, it's like the Annenberg Foundation, but he's giving out weed.
You've gone all small again.
Yeah, that happens afterwards.
He was in the pool.
No, I don't mean it like that.
It was cold out.
We can't see you on the board.
Okay, let's see.
There you are.
There you are. Yeah. Bruce, welcome back.
Yeah, my dreams were my ticket out.
After months of enduring a leaky pipe that buckled its floors and sagged its ceilings, an empty Massachusetts house called the police for help.
The house called the police for help?
The house called the police.
What did it say?
The water came down through the walls, short-circuited the phone system, and triggered the 911 call.
Wow.
The call was recorded
as... Our ghost adventure is going to be there next week, checking out the house.
Probably.
And then the dog in the tub and the other one?
The police were sent to the address when the call was recorded as a hang-up. They found the house was completely wrecked. And now the guy that owns it, his cousin says that he's not worried because he was left financially secure by his father and often travels.
Wow. The house called for help.
Yep. It was a house call.
It was a house call.
It was a house call. Exactly. Okay. Police in Glasgow.
Scotland. Glasgow. From Bonnie Wee, Scotland, lass.
Yes. Moved in to...
That's where my grandma's from.
...stop a party on the day of the royal wedding.
Bad idea.
I didn't think they stopped any parties on the day of the royal wedding.
It was in Kelvin Grove Park. 4,000 people showed up to this party.
Yeah.
Let's stop that party.
It was organized on Facebook.
That'll do it.
How many cops did they send?
Well,
not enough.
Not enough. 21 people were arrested. Out of 4,000, only 21. That's not bad. But here's what I thought was hilarious.
Unless you're
said
one of the 21.
That the street party that coincided with the royal wedding resulted in completely unacceptable levels of drunkenness. So what's the acceptable level of drunkenness?
Well, this is Scotland. That's like a 4.2 is acceptable.
Completely so, unacceptable.
Hey, I'm completely Scottish, and I can tell you.
So as long as you have 4,000 people, as long as they're acceptably drunk, then it's okay.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
That's just a party.
Yeah. Before you go golfing.
I didn't think you were allowed to break up parties on the day of the royal wedding.
Well, apparently this one got out of hand.
Parties in Scotland.
Well, apparently this one got out of hand, and actually a couple of police officers were injured, and one was sent to the hospital.
Okay,
Do you think there was a guy out of 4,000 that said, but they'll never take away our freedom?
Of course there was.
Arrested. Yeah, there's probably five or six guys doing the William Wallace routine while they're getting dragged to the cop car.
Yeah. If there's 4,000 people and you're one of the 21 that got arrested, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Those were the guys that were insanely drunk.
Yeah.
Not just really drunk.
Yeah. They took two steps and fell down.
In Prescott, Arizona.
Been there.
Authorities say a man that was just released from jail for stealing a car and getting into an accident was then rearrested a few hours later for stealing a car.
And getting in an accident?
No, he didn't get into another accident.
He needed a ride home after getting out of jail. Mom wouldn't come and get him.
Yeah, but the car that he stole belonged to a member of the detention staff.
Oops.
That was probably a bad move on his part.
So he stole it, like, in the parking lot of the jail?
Yes.
Bad move, jeans.
He just went out and
They look out in the parking lot. They're like, you know that guy we just released for car theft? He's over there jacking someone's window right now.
Hey, Jacob, he's in your car.
Well, he now has a $60,000 bond, so he's probably not getting out anytime soon.
The guy we just let out, he's got a Slim Jim.
Yeah, here, we'll give you a new suit, $5, and a Slim Jim. Good luck getting home.
Yeah, exactly. I can do it.
All right, I'm going to do these next two stories backwards in case we run out of time.
Backwards?
Because I like this one better than that one.
You start at the bottom and work your way to the top?
Yes.
Start at the very bottom of the story.
In Springdale, Arkansas. Oh, the very bottom of the story?
And read
help
it
me,
backwards.
Help me, please. I've been bitten by a snake.
No, no, no. Read it backwards.
Employees Walmart from help get to went hall, so...
There you go. That's really doing the story. Yeah.
Snake ate by bitten, I've been I've.
Okay.
Okay. In Springdale, Arkansas.
Someone get bit by a snake?
In a Walmart.
Sweet.
But here's the thing is that one of the guys, there were two gentlemen, one of the guys took the snake to the Walmart. The other guy came along, like he wasn't, like he didn't know the first guy, and allowed the snake to bite him.
Oh, so he could get insurance money? A copperhead?
Yes, because they wanted to sue Walmart.
Yeah, like no one would have seen any of that on security cam.
So they've both been booked. Well, one's in the hospital, but they've both been booked on on communicating a false alarm.
No, the bite was real.
Yeah, the bite was real.
I don't know
but
if it was a false alarm.
Well, it says it should
false
say
pretenses, maybe.
A false report, but
yeah.
It says false alarm on the story.
I've been bit by a snake. Wait, he was bit by a snake.
They killed the snake by stomping on it.
Who did?
Oh. Was it this guy's pet copperhead?
Flicka? No, I don't think so. the first guy.
Yeah.
Stomped on it and killed it.
Wow.
His own snake.
I think he probably caught it somewhere outside.
Okay.
Okay, and that's the end of the boozy news.
That means the other story sucked.
No, it didn't. Actually, it was a Florida story. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
Time release.
Florida!
Don't forget the Colleen Williams 16th Annual Charity Golf Tournament to benefit Casa de las Amigas. You can check it out at CasaDeLasAmigas.org.
.org.
And if you want more information on that, you can call Kate Call, 626-795-5505. One more time, that's call Kate Call, 626-795-5505. We will be there with bells on, and Mark will be there with a golf club.
I look good in bells.
Yeah, don't make him mad. He's going to have a golf club.
And bells. You'll hear me coming.
A club. Wow.
What?
Step five. Step five.
And that told something to somebody and moved on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shelly?
Yes?
What do you have in your mouth?
Chocolate.
You know, I poured out the chocolates, and I've noticed that I haven't had any yet, but they're getting the amount of them is getting smaller on the table, so it's time for me to start breaking them out and eating them. And it's warm in California today. Warm. Shelly, you've done an inventory, and you've shared it with your sponsor, yes?
Yes.
Well, how did that go? You with the chocolate...
Sorry.
Thing where chocolate sticks to the back of your teeth and stuff.
Yeah. It's like a dog with peanut butter.
Yeah.
It went better than I was expecting. I was expecting shocked gasps of surprise, and I didn't get any of that.
Yeah, I've heard some of your inventory. I don't think there's going to be a lot of shock and awe in yours.
At one point, she almost fell asleep.
Yeah, they all do that.
Yeah. Mine did.
You know, even if you got really good stuff, they do that to make you think that you're not special. That's what I was taught. I fall asleep during guys' inventories, too, even though they're pretty interesting. I want to go, no shit.
You're kidding, right?
Your chicken died?
Woo. Shelly's not getting that. All the guys get it. All the farm guys get it.
Okay, well, I'll just leave it there then.
Wow, she still didn't get it. You get it now?
I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe.
Which came first?
Which came first, the chicken or the guy?
You're talking about bestiality.
Wow. Shelly just snapped right back around.
Med 6?
Shelly won.
Okay, so apparently not.
Okay.
Okay.
So your inventory. You do your fifth step.
Well, I didn't do my fifth step when I didn't do it right. Because I had done my fourth and I was finished with it and I was too afraid to drop it. So I sat on it for like 2 months.
Well, that's not usually a good idea.
No, and I was so crazy by the end of the 2 months. I was having chronic headaches. Of course, I get chronic headaches now, but, I mean, really bad ones. And I was sick to my stomach all the time. I was about ready for the loony bin, and I told on myself in a meeting, basically, and said that I was going nuts. And my sponsor asked me to find somebody to babysit me for a day until she could get to me because we were going to drop my fifth, whether I liked it or not.
There you go.
And so I spent the next whole entire day pretty much with a couple of gals from our Tuesday meeting. And
The pirate meeting.
And I felt a lot better after I'd gotten it done. But I didn't feel like it says that, you know, once you're supposed to feel a great weight lifted off of you or whatever, and you're supposed to take an hour of quiet time and
reflect
and yada, yada, yada. Well, none of that happened to me. So I didn't feel like I had a great weight lifted off. I just felt relieved that it was over.
Did you feel like that later?
Well, later, I suppose I felt better. I think once I started doing some of the things that I was told to do for my ninth step, that I started feeling better.
Gotcha. How about you, Mark?
I'm still on step three.
Perfect. 26 years. Mark's about to bust out working on his inventory.
I've been thinking about it.
Yeah, don't rush there.
He's been thinking about it for 25 and a half years.
Well, they told me this wasn't a race.
Slow briety.
No. First time I did a fifth step, I've told the story about going to a four-step workshop with her.
Yes.
So we did our fifth step with each other. Became real clear her wasn't she anymore.
Yeah.
Her was not her. Then my sponsor then asked me to bring it over, and
yeah,
he asked me what happened to the part where I talked about my responsibility and things.
Oops.
I said, they didn't tell us to do that. I said, I bet they did. So I had to kind of rework it, and then, you know, did my fifth step. Must have worked.
You're still here.
Yeah. So,
do you give guys any special instructions when you're having them, you know, instructions for when they're done with their inventory before they do their fifth step with you?
Well, I give them instructions when they do their fourth step, but, you know, it's a fourth step, not a novel.
It's not the Great American Story.
Yeah. You know, if you have that many pages, you should probably just go somewhere and blow your head off.
Wow.
So. You can send your mail to Mark.
You got to have fun with them. So,
we know how fun the inventory is.
Yeah. You know, and no, I listen to their fifth step. I relay a story or two to share with them to let them realize that they're not the only one who's ever done that.
You are not alone.
Yeah. And, I don't have them burn it till we do the eighth, but.
Yeah. So. Well, you need the list.
Yeah.
When I did my, in my first inventory, it was going to be all spiritual. You know, we're going to do it down at Santa Monica Beach, and we're going to read it, we're going to stick it in a barbecue pit, we're going to set it on fire, we're going to
throw it out on the way. Ocean.
That was the thought. So, speaking of falling asleep, my sponsor, not a young guy at the time, and we're down there, and I'm plowing through this inventory, and I look up, and he's asleep. And when I think he's asleep is when I read really, really, really fast. And I'm going, and suddenly I look at the end of the table because we're right near the boardwalk, and there's this black guy on roller skates sitting at the end of the table. He's got, like, his hands on his chin, and he's just completely interested in what I'm saying. And I look over at my sponsor. My sponsor's like, don't stop. And I look over at the guy. I'm, like, using my hand, like, hey, there's a guy here. And he's like, you don't know him. He don't know you. So that guy sits there for the entire rest of me reading. And we go to light the inventory, and I've got a Bic lighter. It's windy, you know. It's not lighting, and my sponsor's lighter won't light it. Nothing. The black guy pulls out this Zippo. It doesn't light it. My sponsor keeps looking at me. He goes, "Did you write everything? Did you write everything?" And we ended up leaving the beach and going back to his house and putting it in his gas barbecue grill, and then flushing the ashes, which was not quite as spiritual as the whole waves carrying it back out to sea.
But probably more appropriate.
It was more appropriate. And I was that way as well. Like, we did a bunch of steps all at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we'll wait on that part for other steps. Shelly, you have any special instructions you give to your girls? Like, as soon as you're done with it, call me and we'll do it right now.
I haven't had a girl get that far yet.
Ooh.
Oh.
You killed them all?
I killed them all off.
Wow.
I'm a sponsor killer.
The only thing I tell guys is, as soon as you're done, let me know so we can do it. And unfortunately for me, because I work all the time, and I don't really like to do this, but sometimes it's a two-day thing. It depends on how long someone's stuff is, because, you know, if it's 9 o'clock, or Shelly knows, there's been times when we start at 9 o'clock after a meeting or 9:30, and it's like 2 a.m. I'm coming back. I'm like, we're going to finish it tomorrow. I don't like to do that usually. I love in the big book where it says you should, if you belong to a certain religious organization, you should pick the person that's duly appointed to hear it. Like, you're going to go into confession. Yeah. Can you imagine going
That'd
into
be
confession
a heck of a
with
confession.
Your inventory?
Yeah.
Do 2.5 years of Hail Marys.
Yeah, you're going to get more than a Hail Mary or two. The priest has got to be sitting there going, wow. Wow. Let me, if you don't mind, I'm going to move over to the next confessional because I think this one's going to be hit by lightning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you're disappearing from the board again.
I am? Well.
Bruce comes and goes.
Yeah, you know. Hey. So, Shelly?
Yes?
What would your final words on inventory be? Or not inventory, sorry, fifth step.
I would say, you know, don't do what I did, and because the faster you get it done, the safer you are. You know, they say the people that have done their fourth and fifth and gotten them done and over with have a much greater chance of staying sober than people that haven't.
True.
So just get her done. I mean, and it's not as scary as it sounds. Like, I got totally freaked out about something that didn't even pan out to be as bad as I thought it was going to be.
That always happens.
Nobody heard
speaking
that.
Of the, speaking of the microphone, not the cigar.
That always happens.
Bruce is talking
about
the cigar.
Wow, there we go. How's that? Mark,
yes.
What are your final words on the fifth step?
I think when you admit a lot of the stuff to yourself is what's really helpful. You know, admit to God, yourself, and another human being.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When you admit to yourself, yeah, that's what I did. That's how I was. That's what I did, you know. It's my role in it.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Yeah.
That's my part.
Yeah.
My first sponsor said, there's not a lot in your sex inventory. I said, I don't really feel that bad about any of that. And he goes, do you ever take advantage of anyone? And I'm like,
no.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, that needs to all be in there.
Nope. I never took advantage of anybody. They wanted it.
Jeez, you had to put all that stuff in your inventory? How long was your inventory? 3 volumes?
79 pages.
Really?
4 column.
Really?
Yeah, 79 pages of 4 columns.
Wow. I don't think I've done 79 pages of columns in 26 years.
Yeah. I was not a good guy when
I was a good kid, though.
My final words would be, and I've said this before on the show, but it's someone told me this once, and it really made a lot of sense, that when we get sober or clean, we're like bad cups of coffee, one that's been in your garage on the table for a couple of weeks, and it gets green crap growing on top of it. And so we go to meetings. We pour more coffee in. These guys are over here mouthing it in the background.
Because you did it last time.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, let's cover the four-step, too.
You pour more coffee in. It gets better.
But it's still bad.
And it's not until you do your inventory and dump your coffee out that when you put new coffee in that your program really starts to get good.
Yeah. One note from the show, make sure to rinse the cup first.
Well, that's what the inventory does.
No, it just dumps it out.
Yeah, but it's still bad.
Fifth step rinses the cup.
We're doing the fifth step.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
the fourth step empties the cup. Well, fills the cup. Four-step kills the cup, empty the cup. You did it last. You did the same story last week for the four-step.
Yeah, that's in case any of you
confused.
Missed it. You'll have to go back.
I am completely
How many cups
now.
Have we got here?
Yeah. I'm really wired from all the cups of coffee we've dumped out.
Let me tell you, it's one of those new Atrentas at Starbucks. 30 ounces. As if 20 ounces of coffee wasn't enough. Let's have 30.
With a five-hour energy drink in between.
I'm telling you, at what is it at 7-Eleven, they've got those extra coffee shot things. They look like creamers.
Yeah.
Those things are awesome. 40 milligrams of caffeine. You add like five of those to your coffee, you're going to be lit. You're going to be fiending. You're going to be fiending for cocaine when you're done with that.
Is that all it
Shelly's
takes?
Shelly's just looking at me like, what the hell? Shelly?
Yes.
Who are our friends back east?
That would be Bruce.
The Other White
Meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com!
You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post.
The subscription prescription.
And if you would like a franchise, you can contact him about getting the 12-Step Gazette in your little town.
Awesome. Mark?
Yes?
Do we have any friends online?
We do. We have intherooms.com.
.com!
You can go up to their fine recovery site. You can put up a profile. You can enter the A of your choice.
Yeah.
You can listen to speaker tapes and find online chat. You can listen to our embedded player.
Sweet.
And, while you search the site. And it is all absolutely free of charge.
Sweet. And I got to let you guys know.
What?
I happened upon a new site yesterday. A guy invited me to it from Facebook.
Okay.
And
Are they paying us yet?
No.
Then don't mention them.
It's soberconnections.ning.com.
.ning?
And you know what?
What?
Pretty darn functional. In about 2 minutes, I set up a profile with an embedded player. I put our RSS feed on there. You could put videos up there. I mean, the whole thing. It was like pretty cool. And when you go to pages, like you can have, in ways it's similar to the way MySpace used to be, you could have a little music player that plays whatever your favorite music. It looked pretty cool. I have to investigate it more. I think it's mostly for making sober connections between people, but it's got a big event category so that if you're sponsoring a convention or anything like that, you could put all that information on there. It looked pretty cool, so you guys might want to check that out as well. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com.
.com.
.com.
We've got recovery101radio@gmail.com.
.com.
.com.
Recovery101radio@hotmail.com.
.com.
And you can join our crack sales staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com.
.com.
Well, I was expecting Shelly might come in with one but no. And we've got the videos at youtube.com/easylookandyoutube.com/recovery101rule62.
I think Shelly's got places to go, people to see.
Which means don't take yourself so damn seriously. Shelly, who's the lead out music by?
Van Halen.
Deer in the Headlights.
They don't do that.
Well, everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We are out.
Take care of you.